Diet Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Diet Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prop Share. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date, July 29th, 2021. In trouble, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Please, please, please heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight if you haven't already. If you need help after the program, call me or pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, cell phone is 316-649-4886. Please text first because of all the robocalls. You can find updates with the breaking news all about the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all this, everything you need to know about us at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. We are a national satellite radio program which is simulcast live on internationally on YouTube, podcast, some FM, so pray about sport and airtime. We had a drop in donations because I've been off the air because of my accident for a while. You listeners know how long I've been off. I lost count. It was over 6 weeks. On another note, let's thank our listener bases in places like Moscow, the Russian Federation, Paris, France. Wow, you've got a lot of people listening over there. Calgary, Canada, and of course, the United States, such as Los Angeles, California, Chicago, Illinois, and Town and Country, Florida. In Wichita, Kansas, you're back this week to be the largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least when they podcast later tonight. So actually, I should say, the podcast? Anyway, by the way, folks, we ask you to send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or just text my phone at 316-619-4886. Let us know what city you're hailing from, especially if we've never mentioned your city before. Please follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. And now prayer, and I'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, it would seem that we're getting closer and closer to the mark of the beast. And you know, it amazes me how many people aren't talking about it. I guess because I think they're flying out. But anyway, we are in that time of the end. After being off the air for a while due to my knee injury, I figured I wanted one of the very best guests that I know to come back on with. And so I asked tonight's guest, and he agreed to come back on with me tonight. And he told me what he was going to speak on. He said, quote, "I'm going to speak on God's biggest test in human history. Most people will fail it and be tossed into the lake of fire for body and soul death. The mark of the beast, have you not trotted through?" Anyway, this, of course, is my friend Stan Johnson, who with his wife founded the Prophecy Club and the Spirit of Prophecy Church. Stan has been studying Bible prophecy for 40 years and teaching it 30 years, which qualifies him, I'd say, for doing a daily radio program for over 25 years. He's hosted over 160 speakers, making 336 DVDs, all on Bible prophecy, which, by the way, you can get from his website still. Personally, he's recorded 37 prophecy DVDs and has memorized the Book of Revelation. That's no small task in of itself. A man clearly of many hats. He's also the president and CEO of the Prophetic Oil Incorporated, whose goal is to find the prophesied oil in Israel. He has a very important message for us tonight, so let's hear what he has to say. So I welcome now my friend and mentor, Stan Johnson. Are you there with me, Stan?
Sir, yes, sir. Three bags full, and thank you very much for having me on, sir.
Well, amen. It's not only a pleasure, but it is indeed an honor. And, you know, I boldly tell people that you were my mentor. You know, I got started in all this stuff way back by helping you out at the Prophecy Club, which was one of the most fun and greatest times of my life, in fact, you.
Amen. I remember we would pull up in front of the hotel there in Wichita, and there was always Dan. You were there at the front door. You had the little cart. You'd roll it out. We would open up the van, and we would pile on big blue bins full of books and, in those days, videotapes, and we'd roll them in and set them up on tables. And, you know, you'd help just any place, any way you could, and you love the Lord. You love Bible prophecy, and you wanted to help any way you could. Little did we know that God was going to give you such a large and powerful and important ministry as he has, not only in Bible prophecy and warning, but also one of the most important and most difficult tasks in the kingdom, and that is ministering to the people that are not at the top of the ladder. I was just watching San Francisco and how they're having problems with the homeless going out and living on their nice, pristine beaches and messing up their pristine beaches. And I thought, you know, if the church was doing what it's supposed to be doing, it should be that there's people from the church that go out and help those people and minister to them. But instead, they just say, well, what we need is about $5 million to just throw at the problem. Well, money doesn't solve everything. In this case, these are people that really need Jesus. They need love. They need someone like a Pastor Dan to go out and help them. Yes, they're on drugs, but Jesus can fix all that, as you see it all the time. So it's a failure on the part of the church, and it's messing with their beaches, and I just chuckled.
That, I didn't know whether I should laugh or not. I was ready to laugh, but yeah, amen. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things that I've noticed, Dan, because basically we're a poor ministry. I mean, we have the fodder, so we don't need a bank account, basically. But the point is that I've watched over the years how wastefully other ministries and the city and everybody throw money at the problem. And it does no good because they don't address the real problems. And that's, you know, individually talking with people and finding out what's going on. It didn't use a lot of times take it a lot of money to really help them out, but some really sound advice and, of course, Yeshua, or Jesus, if you will, back to you.
Okay, let's get to the topic. I'm calling it The Markers Are Coming. The Markers Are Coming. Now, that's a throw-off off of the British are coming. The British are coming. But the markers are coming. In other words, the world, especially the Christians, the world is about to be put into the biggest test in the 6,000-year human history, and most won't pass it, even the Christians. I'm going to say most Christians. I'm even going to say some people listening right here tonight might not pass this test. In other words, they might take the mark of the beast. I'm going to shock you. I'm going to pose some ideas about the mark of the beast that you've never thought. Because you've thought, just like I had thought a few months ago, until all of a sudden God, like, just opened my eyes and let me see what's really going on. And what we're really in the process of happening right now, we are being set up with all of this V. This is the thing that came on us March of last year. I can't say the word. Or the anti-V that came on just before the election. All of that is really a plot, a plan, and eventually where it's heading is to get people to take the mark of the beast. I'll explain. The stops of the mask mandates. The mask mandates. Let's talk about that for a second. This afternoon at 2 p.m., I walked into a doctor's office, and because I was in a hurry to get there on time, and I did get there on time, I forgot to take my mask in. And I'm standing in line, and all of a sudden this woman in front of me turns and says, oh, I forgot my mask. And I said, shh, don't say anything. I forgot to bring my mask too. Maybe they won't say anything. No, they said. So when I finally got up there, I said, I don't really want to wear a mask. I said, are you saying that I must wear a mask? Yes. I said, so you're saying I cannot see the doctor unless I have a mask? She said, that's our policy. Now, that might seem small, but that's not small. See, because I also, here a few months ago, wanted to walk in Walmart, and there was a man standing at the door. And, sir, where's your mask? It's back in the car. Would you like a mask, or would you like to go get yours? Well, I'd like not to have a mask. Well, for you to come in, you have to have a mask. Are you saying I can't come into Walmart unless I have a mask? He said, that's correct. About 2 weeks out from that, it was on a Saturday. I was getting ready for some things at church the next day. I was in a big hurry, and I had to have some electronics in order to make this happen. So I went down to Best Buy. Once again, I was in a hurry. I forgot my mask. So I thought, well, it's only a couple of things. I can get them right quick, and I can get out, and nobody will say anything. So I went and I got my two little electronic things. And several people said, where's your mask? And I said, well, I've already had COVID. I don't need a mask. That didn't work. So I quickly stood in line. They checked me out about that time. As I'm pulling my credit card, a man walked up that was apparently the boss. He said, don't check that man out until he gets a mask on. Better to run out my two things. So I had to stop the process, walk out to my car. They didn't offer a mask. Get my mask and walk back in to get my two items. Now, a similar thing happened at Home Depot. So this was in the early part of the whole pandemic thing. This was when only so many people could be in a restaurant or a business at a time. And they had these little dots out on the concrete, 6 feet apart. I had to stand on a dot, wearing a mask, and I had to wait my time in line, until there were only so many people inside of Home Depot before I could get in Home Depot to get my thing. And I put the mask on, and I walked in. Of course, I was grumbling and complaining because I think it's all just rubbish. I also, Leslie and I went to our favorite restaurant here about 2 months ago, and we were remarking to the people how we loved this particular restaurant, and they said, well, it's closing. And they said, why? I mean, you know, you seem to have plenty of business, and it's very popular, very good. Well, because the state will only allow us to have so many people in the restaurant at any one time, which is only a maximum of about one-third of capacity, and that's not enough to continue. The corporate office has ordered it closed, and literally the next night it was closed. And I saw people hugging each other, tears in their eyes. Why? This headline was yesterday's headline. Hospitals in France now reserved for vaccinated persons only. Crime against humanity. I'll read it again. Now, let this soak in, because what I'm saying is, you're not getting away without denying Jesus or taking the mark. Hospitals in France now reserved for vaccinated persons only. In other words, what it's saying is, for you to get into a doctor, to buy groceries, to buy electronics, to buy things for your house, to eat at a restaurant, eventually you're going to have to put on a mask. I'm going to say everybody listening to this broadcast has failed this test. I'm going to say everyone at one time or another put on a mask. What's wrong with putting on a mask? Okay, you have to understand where it's going. You see, first, they understand that not everybody is going to want to take a tattoo on the back of their right hand or on the forehead. So first, they put the tattoos on all of the Hollywood stars, and they get people taking tattoos. That's a baby step toward the giant Mother May I big step to take the mark of the beast. They understand that. Then they come out with the pink ribbons, and they get the football players to wear the pink ribbons so that we can remember breast cancer. But that's part of getting us to be a joiner, you see. I just flew on an airplane this past week. They would not let me into the airport. They would not let me on the airplane unless I had a mask on. And they openly played this audio over and over and over all through the airport that said that if you take your mask off and refuse to put it back on, American Airlines will mark you off your list and you will no longer be able to fly on American Airlines. So what that's really saying is, and I also, Leslie and I, were not able to go to a movie without a mask. So you can't go to the doctor. You can't go to the hospital. And there's another case where I had to go to the hospital. I had to have surgery. But they made me wear a mask. Just today, I couldn't see a doctor without a mask. And my daughter had to go in a hospital. She was in a hospital for a month, had a preemie baby. I couldn't go in and visit her, period. Even though I'm a minister, even though I'm her dad, I couldn't go in and visit her. Why? All over the mask issue. No one has totally refused to wear a mask in all cases. I'm going to say everyone listening, at one time or another, you put on a mask. And when you put on that mask, you have to understand that that mask is not about keeping you from getting a virus. It's not about you spreading or not spreading a virus. Because a mask, the virus is so small, it's like trying to stop a mosquito with chicken wire. Okay, it goes right through it. Now, medical people know this. As a matter of fact, I made that comment today in the doctor's office. I said, you know, you would think people in the medical establishment would know that this mask can't stop a virus. You should know that. You should know that this is political. You should know that, and I didn't say this part, but we Christians, we understand that if we'll wear a mask, there's going to come a time when we're going to have to take that mark of the beast. Now, the Bible says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, no man might buy or sell, listen carefully, no man might buy or sell, said he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, there's actually four parts, because there's another place where it says, and I looked and I beheld, as it were, a sea of glass, and then it got victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name. So there's four things we can't do. We can't worship the image. That maybe has nothing to do with taking the mark. In other words, we cannot bend the knee to the beast. We cannot bend the knee to the image of the beast, which I believe will be a clone. We cannot take the mark or the number of his name. There's actually four things we can't do. And now, if we do, then the Bible says that we are tossed into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone with the beast, the false prophet, and Lucifer. For all eternity, we are tormented. That's constant pain. Tormented day and night for all eternity with no hope of escape. No hope. Absolutely no hope. What I'm talking about here is the greatest test in the 6,000-year human history. Now, I'm going to read some scriptures. I'm going to show you that once saved, always saved, not true. You can lose your salvation. If you take that mark of the beast, you can be a pastor. You may have won thousands upon thousands of people to the Lord, but you take that mark of the beast, and you will be tossed into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, and there is no escape. There is no soul death. I'll get to that in just a minute. I'm saying no one will easily escape the mark of the beast. Headline, yesterday's headline, July 26th, revolt in France over COVID vax pass, city halls being stormed, presidential residence sprayed with horse manure. It goes on to say citizens in France have finally had enough of the government and are raising up against it by force. The election comes after the French president, Emmanuel Macron, issued decrees requiring, listen carefully, requiring French citizens to have what they call a, quote, sanitary pass. otherwise known as a vaccine passport. Now, let me prophesize that. French citizens are required to take a mark in order to buy groceries, to go to the hospital, to get dental care, to get health care. You see what it's saying? You see where it's going? The mask, the reason why you wear a mask is not because they don't want you spreading germs. It's because it is a baby step heading toward the mark of the beast.
Absolutely.
If they can get you into a mask, if they can get you to submit to that, it's going to be easier for you to submit to take the mark of the beast. And it costs us all. Those small or great, rich and poor, free and bond, receive a mark on the right hand, and no man might buy or sell. Now, look, it's one thing when you can't go into the hospital, you can't go into groceries because you don't have the mark of the beast. But it's another thing when you can't do anything, you can't buy or sell, nothing. And if you take it, you lose your salvation. The article goes on to say,
Sam, wait a minute. I'm going to have to break in. We're going to break in less than 30 seconds. So please tell them how to find you, and then we'll go to break and come back, and we'll get right back into it.
Prophecyclub.com. Prophecyclub.com. Watchmanstrumpet.com. Watchmanstrumpet.com.
Okay.
Prophecyclub.com.
Okay, folks. Also include a link with this when it goes to podcast. But we'll be back in about 3.5 minutes, and more with Stan on this great subject. Be blessed. We'll be right back.
Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus. But the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for 20, but don't do that. We offer them a shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for 30, 2 sets 45, 4 sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
And are back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Science Man Prophecy on the American Voice Radio Network. And while I'm back, to my same old things like muting the microphone and forgetting to unmute it during break. But anyway, folks, we do need your help, especially since I've been off the air for a few weeks. But listen, folks, all donations, no matter what size, helps. And the fodder notices all donations that come from where, folks? Your heart, of course. If you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. We keep you informed, and that's what you need right now with so many lies out there. You can donate online, mail a check or money order, call, give a donation over the phone. Find all the information where? ProphecyHour.com, or simply call me. And now that we're back with Stan Johnson, and wonderful teaching. What are you going to call this teaching, Stan?
I'm calling this, the markers are coming, because they're about to come, and they're going to force this mark on us. Right. Let me go back to Revelation 13. And he causeth all, causeth. In other words, it's forced on us. And he caused us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. And that no man might buy or sell. Now think about that. We're going to talk about that for a second. No man might buy or sell, said he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, I know that sounds like, oh, well, you know, I mean, I'm just not going to take the mark of the beast. Wait a minute. If you wore the mask, you'll take the mark. No, I won't either. Wait a minute. It's not that easy to resist. Let's think about it. You realize if you don't take the mark, you're not going to be able to drive a car. Oh, yes, I can. No, wait a minute. You can't make the payments. You can't buy it. You can't buy the gasoline. You can't pay for the insurance because you can't buy and sell. But you also can't buy groceries. You can't even walk into a store. No store will sell to you. You can't live in a house. Well, I can too. My house is paid for. Wait a minute. You still have to pay taxes. If you can't pay the taxes on that house, you can't live in it. You can't buy any electricity. You can't buy any water. You can't live in a house. Oh, come on, Stan. Wait a minute. Let's get real. You can't make the payments. You can't stay in a paid-off house. You can't pay the taxes. Well, I'll live off the land. Well, wait a minute. You can't buy seeds to plant. You can't buy gasoline. You can't buy a tractor. I'll sell eggs and goats or milk. Wait a minute. You can't sell eggs or goat's milk or cow's milk. Your only option is to stay out of the new digital computerized financial system called the quantum financial system. The only thing you can do is barter. Okay, well, I'll barter. Okay, now wait a minute. Think about that. If you're only bartering, you can't get medical, dental, water, electricity. You can't even buy a firearm or ammunition. Oh, well, Stan, I'm still not going to take the mark of the beast. Wait a minute. You haven't thought it through. It's more than that. It's not just that you're going to say no to the mark of the beast. They are going to come after you and force you to take it. I'm talking about they're going to tackle you. They're going to hog tie you. And like the old bumper sticker says, they'll get my firearm when they pry it out of my cold, dead hand. Okay, they will tie your hands behind you, and they will force you to take that mark. No, they won't either. Wait a minute. You can't have a cell phone, air conditioner, heater, running water. You will be reduced to living off of the land. Now, wait a minute. It gets worse. So for what we've had to do this mask thing now for, 12, 14 months, something like that. I haven't figured it out. But the problem is the mark of the beast is going to be forced for somewhere between 3.5 at a minimum, probably in the ballpark of 5 years and possibly even 7 years. It's going to be the law of the land. Now, it's one thing. If you could have survived the last year and you did not wear a mask, try to imagine you can't take the mark of the beast, but it's not 1 year. It lasts for 3.5 to 5 years, maybe even 7 years. So try to imagine for 5 years you cannot buy or sell. And I hope it's only 3.5 years, but I can guarantee you it's at least 3.5 years. You can't buy or sell. no house, no car, no phone, no electricity, no running water. You're living, well, the homeless people, they're going to be the people in the best positions. Now, let's jump to why I call this The Markers Are Coming. James DeMonaco is a writer. He grew up in Brooklyn, in Staten Island, spent 8 years in Paris, and it led him to a, quote, microscope on his life after seeing the difference in the relationship toward guns, violence in Paris compared to New York. His wife, a doctor, and him were almost killed by a drunk driver in Brooklyn, and this got her to say, I wish we could all have one free murder a year, something which helped inspire the Purge series. Okay, what's the Purge? Well, Lindsay Williams used to be a member of the elite, and he says that the elite consider themselves gentlemen, and they don't think it is fair that they force something on the innocent, unsuspecting, stupid public without telling them. So they tell us through things like movies and music and news and things like that. Well, their favorite way is a movie. And a lot of times what is in a movie, while we think it is just entertainment, it is actually a message. It is actually a warning of what they plan to do. Let's take, for example, the movies The Purge. The word purge, I looked it up on internet database, there's over 200 titles, various movies, TV shows, all having to do with the purge. Storyline. In American, whacked by crime and overcrowded prisons, the government sanctioned, listen carefully, a 12-hour period in which any and all criminal activity, including murder, became legal. The police can be called. Hospitals suspend help. It's one night when citizens, without thought of punishment, can kill anyone they want. Kill, rape, plunder, whatever they want to do. All bets are off. On this night, plagued by violence, an epidemic of crime, this, and of course, it goes into the storyline. Now, I'd like to think it's just that one. But then in 2018, they came out with the first Purge storyline. America's third political party, the new founding fathers of America, came to power and conducted an experiment. No laws for 12 hours on Staten Island. No one has to stay on the island, but if you do, you're given $5,000. Then they came out with the Anarchy of the Purge in 2014. Storyline is, a couple driving home, car breaks down, purge commences. Police sergeant goes out on the streets to get revenge on a man who killed his son, mother, and daughter, run from their home, assailants destroy it, five people met as they attempt to survive the night in Los Angeles. Oh, there's more. They just recently, just here in the last 6-9 months, came out with The Hunt. 12 strangers wake up in a clearing. They don't know where they are, how they got there. They don't know what they've been doing or what they're supposed to, but they slowly discover they are to be hunted and killed. 1994, Surviving the Game. Ice-T, Rutger Hauer were the stars. Homeless man is hired as a survival guide for a group of wealthy businessmen on a hunting trip to the mountains, unaware that they are killers who actually hunt humans for sport, and he is the prey. You see, it's not going to be, I'm not going to go into the doctor's office. I won't take the mark of the beast rather than go to the grocery store. You don't understand. The markers are going to come. You got scripture to say that they're actually, unfortunately I do. Jeremiah 16. Now, there's about 8 scriptures here, but I'm going to get right to the point. I will send many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I send many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, from every hill, out of the holes of the rocks. Oh, no. Stan, that's Jeremiah 16. That's a long time ago. Yeah, well, wait a minute. This is actually part of the Song of Moses. This is talking about the last days. In verse 19, it says, it's talking about the great revival. Oh, Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. That's talking about the tribulation. that Gentiles should come into thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things whereas none were no profit, and made into themselves gods that are not gods. This therefore this once I will cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. That's the great revival. This is talking about the last days. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, receive a mark on the, and that no man might buy or sell till he had the mark. It's coming. Yeah, but Stan, you know, if I die, that, then I'm not tossed into the lake of fire forever. And okay, you like scripture on that, would you? How about this one? Is there soul death? Revelation 20, verse 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The first death is flesh death. The second death is soul death. Oh, wait a minute. We never die. Once we're born, we never die. Yeah, well, I heard that too. But let's go to the scriptures. Now, this is Jesus speaking. If you believe Jesus, then believe this. Matthew 10:28. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Whoops. Then you go to Obadiah 1:16, and they shall be as though they had not been. Meaning, there's only three groups of people. In all human history, there's only three groups of people. Those people whose name is in the book of life, who live forever. Those people whose name is not in the book of life, they're tossed into the lake of fire, which is body and soul death. The third group are those people that take the mark, the name, or the number. They are tossed into the lake of fire and brimstone and tormented day and night forever and ever without soul death. Wait a minute, you got scripture on that? Yep, I do. So the question is, can a soul be tormented eternally? Revelation 14:9. If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead and in the hand, the same should be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of the torment, here it is, ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Well, are you saying that a person can lose their salvation? Ezekiel 3:20. When a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, he shall die in his sin. And his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered. Oh, well, yeah, but that's Old Testament. Let's go to Matthew 24. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in the day when he looketh not for him, in an hour he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So, we do not want to take that mark of the beast. So how do you tell people? Stan, I didn't memorize Revelation. I hadn't been studying Revelation for no 40 years. I got family members. I can't talk to them. They won't listen to me. They'll look at me cross-eyed. They'll wipe me off. They won't listen to me, man. How do I tell them? Good question. That's why I wrote the book, Miss the Mark. It only takes about 3 hours to read the book. It's a simple book. We write it on very thin paper. We want it to look like it's a very thin book. But if they'll read that book, and all they got to do is read the first few pages, and then they're hooked. Hand the book to them. Just have them read 5 pages, 7 pages. And by the time they read that, then they will read the rest of it. Because in that book, it actually has a picture. We know what the mark of the beast looks like. 3 different people, affidavits, say that they saw this same mark in their dream. We also know from 2 different people what the number of the beast looks like. Again, you can't bend the knee to the beast or his image, and you cannot take the 2 marks, and that's either the mark of the beast or the number of his name. In this book, we have them both. Now, I'm not trying to sell books. I'm trying to keep people out of hellfire. I'm trying to keep people away from eternal torment. It's not a joke. See, I'm not playing games here. It's eternal. Now, on the other side, let me talk about the posse. For those people that can survive this test, and it's going to be the biggest test in human history, Watch ye therefore and pray always that you might be accounted worthy to escape these things. And that's not talking about a rapture. To escape these things and to stand before the Son of Man. In other words, pray that you're not going to take the mark of the beast. And I'll tell you this, that most Christians will not make it to the end of the tribulation. Most Christians won't make it too far past the middle of the tribulation because the mockers are going to come after them. All of these purge movies, these movies are telling us what they're going to do. They're going to hunt us down. One lady had a dream, and she said, I saw people hiding out in the woods, and she said, I saw helicopters flying over, and they had these devices that showed the people's heat of the people, and they could spot them down in the woods, and then they dropped people down there to go down and kill them. In other words, you're not going to be able to hide. You may as well set your jaw right now that when the time comes, you're going to go ahead and die for Jesus, because the truth is, you want the truth? The truth is, you better have your jaw already set. I'm going to die for Jesus, but I'm not going to take that mark of the beast. Now, that's the bad side, but let me tell you the good side. For those people that can avoid the greatest test, they also get one of the greatest blessings in human history, and that is to become an overcomer. There's 8 blessings for being an overcomer. They are, number 1, you get to eat of the tree of life, not be hurt of the second death or the soul death. To eat of the hidden manna, you'll get a white stone and a new name written which no man know but he that receiveth it. And here's what I want. He that overcometh and keepeth my works to the end, to him will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter, they shall be broken to shivers, and I will give him the morning star. The morning star is when the 2 witnesses blow breath out of their mouth and burn up their enemies. And I will give power to my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. If any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of the mouth and devoureth their enemies. If any man hurt them, he must be in this manner killed. That's the morning star. For number 5, for the overcomers, shall be clothed in white raiment. I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and his angels. I will make him a pillar. I want this one too. Pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and write upon him my new name. Meaning, the overcomers, they don't live out on the face of the earth. They don't have mansions out on the soil. They live in the 250 square mile golden city. Pearly gates, golden streets, right next to the throne of God. And number 7 is, I will grant him to sit in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. An overcomer gets to sit on the throne of God and the Lamb. In other words, it ain't going to be easy. And these masks, this is a dry run. If you put the mask on, then you'll take the mark of the beast. Unless you go ahead and set your jaw, make your decision right now, you're not going to take that mark of the beast. Oh, Stan, it's not going to be that tough. Okay. June 7 to 15, 2021, Dana Coverstone had a dream. Started with a sunny day in Wall Street in the background. Everything was clean and proper business. And I saw normally dressed people on the sidewalk standing, six to eight foot long white tables. Behind the tables were live chickens, a fenced in area for horses, rack of eggs, tools, meat and food vendors. Customers were lined up buying and trading and bartering. I saw a man walk up with 5 12-gauge shotgun shells in his hands and traded them for 10 small chickens. A lady walked up and traded 5 hammers for 15 boxes of screws and bolts. A gentleman in a very expensive suit took off his Rolex watch and traded it for 15 horses. The man trading the horses said it was actually worth probably 30 horses instead. There were no vehicles on the roads, but plenty of people riding bikes and skateboards, and everyone was treating each other with respect and kindness. Now this is probably looking at this year, early part of next year. So this is not the tribulation. It's going to get worse than this. Now, let me jump down. Then the angel said, you are not as prepared as you need to be. So hearken to my word, embrace. Don't barter with my word. as you will come up short. Meaning, none of us. None of us are ready. Now let's jump to 722, I believe it was. David Phillips, I dreamed we were eating at a restaurant with friends. Everyone was having a good time. The waitress said they accidentally gave us the wrong menu, and some of the things now were more expensive, but since they'd made the mistake of giving us the wrong menu, they would go ahead and honor the lower prices. But the price was supposed to be higher. She said, then we began looking outside of the restaurant to a movie showing. All of a sudden, halfway through the movie, it abruptly turned off. Everything went dark. The restaurant announced they were closing right now, as in immediately, as in everyone stand up right now, gather your things, and walk out. We will be closed for 6 months. Everyone panicked. Everyone was in shock. What do you mean, closed for 6 months? We have to walk out right now? What's it saying? It's saying that there's going to be a time of shortages. And in this time of shortages, which a lot of people are saying that's already hitting now, right after that, all of the finances are about to be turned off. There's about to be a great financial difficulty hit the nation. And in that, there's going to be food shortages and a society breakdown. 5, 11, 2021, Jason Meeks. Stan and I and 20 of the people were in the back of the grocery store. All of this, by the way, is just in the last few months. Dreams from people. See, the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. I've got about 8 of these dreams all this year, all from people I know. God is speaking if we can just listen. The group walked in from the back of the main store to purchase some Tang, which should have cost $1, but the price was $5.99. Matter of fact, we saw all the prices of the goods on the shelves were now 30 to 40% higher than just last week. We bought the item, went to the back. We were expecting to see the racks full of items, shrink wraps. But instead, it was all gone now. There were more people back there, and they were selling crackers, old canned goods, non-perishable food items, just random items. One man was selling the goods at super high prices, not trying to cheat people, just trying to survive himself. He was the only one reselling the items, and he was just trying to make a little profit. Now, I can go through and give you several more dreams like this. Now, what's the point? I think that the mask is to get us used to doing as we are told. You have to wear the mask to get groceries. You have to wear it to get to the dentist, to the doctor, to the hospital. You have to wear the mask. And if you don't wear the mask, I mean, I've got now rescheduled my appointment at the doctor, and I think I can tell him right on the phone. I can tell you before I'm coming down here, I'm not wearing a mask. I do not have to wear a mask. I've already had COVID. I can prove I had COVID. Well, it's our policy. Okay, I understand. Well, it's my policy not to wear a mask. So, who gets to win? Do you want my business or not? And I'm sure the doctors say, well, we can't let you in. So, I can't go to the doctor because I won't get a mask. But understand, it's going to go past that. It's going to go to the point to where they will hunt you down, my brothers and sisters. That's why I recommend you get Mr. Mark. Go to prophecyclub.com, 1 for $20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10. You can get 10 of them for $30, but the best deal is get 20 of them for $50. That's about $1 a book, okay, a couple of bucks a book. You can even give that to, you know, like a relative for a couple bucks. Give it to them. Just ask them to read it. Say, hey, this is about the mark of the beast. If they read the first few pages, they'll finish the book. And if they finish that book, they will never take that mark of the beast. And I will say that it's a very good book. It's a shocking book. And you're gonna save some souls from burning in hellfire. Back to you, Pastor Dan.
Amen. Yeah, we got about a minute and a half left, but we have been advertising that book, Stan, just about ever since that you wrote it, and then you came on the air, and then we're pushing it. And the reason that we are trying to sell a book is because we believe in the book, and nobody's really laying it out, and especially like you just did. You know, the biggest choice is probably you just need to get your jaw set and be ready to give your life to the Father. Don't say, you know, if he's got a use for you, who knows? You could be one of the very few people that will make it to the end of things. But if you actually do the math, folks, on how many people will be left on this planet when Yeshua actually returns, it's not very many. Anyway, Stan, tell them where they can find you. And I, it was really great having you on, but I got about 30 seconds and I got to go.
Okay, then I want to say what I really want you to do is to go to watchmanstrumpet.com. I want you to come to the Solemn September Assembly, September 6th to 8th, where we are going to fast and pray, gathering into one name, Jesus, to do one thing, pray for America. Watchmanstrumpet.com. You already know about prophecyclub.com. Go to watchmanstrumpet.com. Watchmanstrumpet.com.
All right, we'll be advertising that for you, and that'll be the Solemn Assembly, and thanks for being on, Stan. You're a real brother. Be blessed. All right, folks, that was that's Prophecy Club. That's Stan Johnson. Go over there and check his website out. It's got a link right on it for Watchman's Trumpet, but we will include that link when this goes to podcast. Remember, we're a radio program. Anyway, remember, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son and his Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Totally put your trust in him. If he has a use for you to the time of the end, to get through to the end, you will make it. But if not, anyway, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church or Talk Radio. We really do need your help. A PayPal donation would be great. Go to prophecyhour.com. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them. And please give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Well, until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.